I mean, Peter Homer isn't saying anything that we haven't all heard across all of the media. You know, 40,000 vacancies of nurses, trusts of three quarters of them in debt, waiting times going through the roof, targets being missed. It's been said by everybody everywhere else. What's important about this is who is saying it. Peter Homer, I mean, people watching this won't know who Peter Homer is. People in the NHS will know who he is. He's one of the sort of great icons of the health service. Started work as a porter when he joined the NHS as a kid, worked his way up to being a chief executive, one of the most popular people in the health service. When he speaks, you listen. And what he's saying is really what we're all saying, but now he's saying it publicly.
Is there a difference here in terms of how we interpret this? Because you can look at this and say, right, it's obvious we need more money, at least 4% a year to match the increase that the NHS is having to output. Is he also perhaps highlighting the point that maybe it's time for reform? The NHS isn't doing what it was designed to do, and so this is an indication that things really have to change.
In a sense, you're right. It wasn't designed to look after people in their 80s and 90s and very frail, and you know, and our partners in social care have the same problem. The question is the NHS sustainable? Yes, it is. It became unsustainable after 2010 when the government at the time, the coalition government, started to deal with the fallout from the banking crisis. It cut public expenditure, and one understands why. But what that means is we've had 7 years of effectively flatline funding and the brakes put on, with demand going up every year, 4%, 4%, 4%. So there's this big gap now between what the NHS is doing, what it's paid to do, and what it's actually doing. So people say the NHS is overspending. It's not. It's overtrading. It's doing more work than it's paid to do. Can we catch that up? Well, no, not over one parliament. We probably won't. But if we could get back onto stable funding that's matching demand, and we used to do that, we used to be smack on the European average for funding, and now we've dropped behind, then we could probably claw back to where we were. As far as innovation is concerned and doing things differently, absolutely. There are pockets of really good practice in the NHS. The difficulty is it's a great sprawling organisation and we don't spread it as well as we could.
So then drawing on what Stephen was saying in terms of how healthcare has changed, how the type of people we're treating, as you said, people living longer, should the NHS not try to adapt with that in terms of how money is spent, in terms of spending money as well? Sometimes criticism, rightly or wrongly, that it's the way the NHS is actually spending money, the way it funds itself.
Well, it's funded on taxation, and by all international measures, it is the most effective and efficient way to run a health service. You can have insurance companies come in, but they'll need a margin, they'll need a profit. Take your taxes, redistribute them, run a healthcare system. As a system, it's the most efficient in the world. As far as the changing demographic is concerned, the real pressure there falls not only on the NHS, but on social care, whose budgets have been cut by around 40%. So what that means now is, on average, if an elderly, frail person comes into hospital, it could take 6 to 8 weeks to assemble a care package to get them home safely. That's why the system is silting up. And of course, the other big thing is that everyone's terrified about what's going to happen with the flu this year. Australia's just had 160,000 people with the flu on a population of 25 million. If that comes here, and all the predictions are that it will be in real trouble.